Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Woo! Rolling into a Friday. It's a Bud Light Friday. Bud Light weekend on tap. Hope you have great plans. Hopefully the weather can cooperate. Not going to cooperate today, that's for sure. It is downright nasty out there. Temperatures in the low 60s and just rough visibility. And it's going to rain this afternoon into this evening. Hopefully not that golf ball size hail we dealt with yesterday, Buck. That was crazy.
It's scary for some folks. Hell, the little piece size scared me. The sound of it banging off.
Dude, there were
banging off my car.
Huge pieces of ice coming out of the sky in large numbers and doing damage. Hopefully your roofs and your cars and, you know, didn't take too much. But, geez, Louise. So spring storms in the ATX here in mid-April. But looks like the rain's going to dissipate into tomorrow, Buck. Just be cloudy and a little cooler tomorrow. But if you do have outdoor activities and
yeah, if you're going to watch that soccer game outside at the
Long Center,
at the Long Center on the lawn, hopefully it's dry enough to sit out there and watch that tomorrow. That's cool weather out there.
BYOC, bring your own chair.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Little blankie tomorrow. Have your little blankie with you.
BYOB and BYOC.
Bring your scarf. Wear your scarf.
I should go put mine on. It's Friday.
Mine's in
my office. What am I doing?
Started wearing my little outfits here on Fridays. For instead, I got my Biggie Smalls on today.
Big basketball news out there this morning. We'll reset the headlines, including Chris Beard introducing his new coaching staff, making that official. Also, the Texas women's standout, Charlotte Collier. What a night for her last night. But, you know, we talked about it yesterday, Buck. I wanted to play this for the folks here at the top of the 8 o'clock hour because we talked about Baylor and their parade and the car dealer that they had to turn down the Jeep. Remember, Scott Drew had to say thanks, but no thanks to the local Jeep dealer. Zay has found the audio of the interview that the general manager of the car dealership did. And here's what got him in trouble. Can we hear a little bit of this with the Jeep dealer?
The supply and demand, so we rustled up this Jeep Wrangler. We lifted it up, wheels and tires, put a nice little wrap on it so Coach Scott can enjoy it and go use it to recruit, pull some people out of the hood.
Yeah, and tell me, what was the process?
Yeah, I'm not going to let that guy get away with being so ignorant. I know it's not the end of the world, but that's such an ignorant thing to say.
Yeah.
Because what that tells me is when he sees those basketball players on TV, he thinks they're all from the hood. They could be middle class kids from different types of families, but to him, in his eyes, they're all hood rats. That's what he's thinking. So go in the hood, get yourself a Jeep, maybe you talk a kid out of the hood. You can excuse that if you like, but like I said, it's not the end of the world, but I don't excuse that. That's just ignorance to me right there.
You're right. I mean, it speaks to...
Yeah, and we laugh and let that kind of crap go. That's bull crap right there. That's, dude, know what you're saying. You're a grown man. You're not 10. Understand to the audience that you're speaking about. Just shows me what he thinks of those kids when he watches them. He thinks they're all hoods. That's what he thinks. That's what he's telling you. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so. This isn't cancel culture. This isn't that. I said it's not the end of the world, but that's not a pass right there. That's ignorance. You can't let ignorance go by. And he knew he said it right away, and he was nice to come back and say, you know what? As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew I said something wrong. You know, okay, that's cool. Like I said, not the end of the world, but, you know, that's one of those dudes that when you're with your dad growing up, that's when your dad cupped you behind the back of the head when you said something, like wham, and you went, oh, did I just say something stupid, Dad? Of course. Why do you think I hit you in the back of the head?
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's demeaning for sure, and ignorant as all get out. I mean, you're right. That's how he views
that's how he views those guys when he sees them
championship. But
look at them hood rats go up and down that court. I mean, seriously, that's what he's saying.
No question. All right, let's get to your headlines. I wanted to let you hear that, Sue, instead of us just talking about it and maybe your own judge on it. But that's why Scott Drew had to say, yeah, we're not going to take the Jeep. Thanks. Keep it. Keep the Jeep. Can we get to your headlines? Top Gun, Lawn and Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And, yeah, Texas basketball big day, big developments yesterday. Big congratulations to Texas women's basketball standout Charlie Collier. She was selected by the Dallas Wings of the WNBA with the number one overall pick in the 2021 WNBA draft. The 6'5 junior from Mont Bellevue just finished one of the more dynamic seasons in program history, led the Longhorns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2016, and she's the number one pick. She's the first Longhorn athlete selected number one in a professional draft since 1982. Pretty incredible. Congratulations to her. Over on the men's side, new Texas basketball coach Chris Beard had a good day as well, announced his first coaching staff, made it official. Former UTEP and Fresno State head coach Rodney Terry is coming in as the assistant head coach there. Former Kansas assistant Jarrence Howard is on the staff, and former Texas Tech assistant Yurik Malegi also joins the staff. Coach Beard also announced that former UT Arlington head coach Chris Ogden is going to serve in an off-court role as the program's managing director. Bob Donawald Jr. also on the staff as a developmental coach. He'll have the title of special assistant to the head coach, and the head coach is pleased with what he's assembled.
Just like when you put together a basketball team, it's not about just the talent, it's about the talent that can play together. That's exactly what we think we nailed with this coaching staff. They were just a bunch of good guys that love basketball. We can't wait to work with each other and win. I know in my conversations with every guy on this staff, that was the first thing we were talking about, is winning at Texas on the highest stage and highest level. So I think the thing I'm most excited about is just the chemistry of the group.
Also, from Texas basketball-related news, as you probably have heard now by now, LaMarcus Aldridge announced yesterday that he's retiring from the NBA after experiencing an irregular heartbeat during a game against the Lakers on Saturday. 35-year-old says this is it. Spent two seasons with the Longhorns, drafted second overall by the Trailblazers back in 06, a seven-time All-Star. He is going to hang him up. Also from the NBA, Lakers big man Anthony Davis could be back on the floor this weekend for L.A. He's been out since Valentine's Day with that right calf strain. Lakers have gone 13-14 without him. Also, Golden State Warriors rookie center James Wiseman is going to miss the rest of the season. He was the second pick in the draft of 2020. He's averaged over 11 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game this season, but his season is over. Baseball, Rangers won for the third straight night in Tampa. They win at 6-4 in 10 innings. They'll return to Arlington this weekend to host Baltimore. Astros have the night off. They open a series in Seattle tonight against the Mariners.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. It's time to get those spring projects done, Austin. Come to Top Gun this month to rent, buy, or repair the equipment you need to do it. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
How about the Rangers getting on Tampa?
Yeah, surprising. That? I mean, yeah. You know, this week's been pretty surprising for both Texas teams. Rangers found some things and beat a pretty good Tampa team. Only time they didn't was when they ran into Tyler Glasnow, the big 6'9 right-hander mowed him down on Monday. But they won the final three games of that series. Astros started 6-1, and they've lost 5 in a row now. They came home and got swept by Detroit, lost 2 out of 3 to Oakland, and didn't hit the ball. I mean, the Astros were pounding the baseball in Oakland and Anaheim on their opening road trip, so maybe getting back on the road will help them. But now the Astros have the COVID issues, right? Because Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, and two others have been put on the COVID-restricted list, which is weird. Because remember, we told you the story when the Astros left spring training in Palm Beach, Florida, and they stopped in Houston on their way to the opening series in Oakland and got their vaccination, but they only got the first shot, so they haven't had the second shot yet. So something has happened since the first shot, and now there's a COVID issue with the Astros. So, yes.
Glad I got my Johnson & Johnson before they put the kibosh on that bad boy. One and done.
Well, you're good.
I got my one and done for sure. Are they still at the Rangers Park? Are they still allowing unlimited people in? Is that
I don't know where they're at with that. I think
they started that way, right?
Yeah, opening night was full. Come on. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I'd like to go.
I don't know what
there.
The number is right now with that. I mean, again, it's different at every ballpark. Some are half, some are less than that. But, you know, I think the Rangers they did have a plan. I don't know the exact number. Someone will correct me on this.
And they've not torn down the old park. It's going to stay up.
No, they're going to use it.
What do you mean? Oh, okay, they're not going to tear it down, right? That beautiful stadium, that brick stadium up there?
It's a beautiful stadium.
I know.
I mean, they're going to use it for
high school?
Now, the XFL team was going to play there, the Bob Stoops coached XFL team, but that's now gone. But maybe it comes back. I don't know. Because Bob Stoops is taking another job, you know.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, Bob Stoops has been hired to replace.
Now, The Rock is supposed to bought that XFL. That, not for next year, but the year after.
The Rock, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He and a group of investors to bring it back because Vince McMahon cancel culture. No, they just ran out of money during COVID.
They ran out of money.
But Bob Stoops is taking over for Urban Meyer on that Fox Saturday college football show. Now, would that prevent him from coaching somewhere? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bob Stoops is replacing Urban on the Fox.
That's right.
Yeah, with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and those guys.
Yeah, Joel. All the USC homers.
The USC homers, yeah. Yeah, I mean, ESPN's got all the Ohio State homers with Herb Street and Joey Galloway, and it's like Ohio State Central. Yeah, the West Coast teams, it's all USC.
Yeah, and they're going to use it for high school football, too, up in that area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful stadium.
Oh, I love that place.
Especially, the reason they felt like they needed another was the heat, right? Because no roof, and it would, you know, July and August, the Rangers would wear down, the fans didn't want to be there.
How old was that bad boy? Every time I walked inside there, it looked like it's brand new.
No,
I mean,
it was started when George Bush was the owner, right?
That's incredible.
So it's only 20, 25 years old, if that. Very young.
I can understand why they tore a Yankee Stadium down, because that thing was old ass. I mean, that was a piece of junk.
Oh.
The old stadium.
100 years old.
Oh, that thing was junk. Well, they had to. But this one was so beautiful inside, man.
Yeah. Well, down in Houston, they're still trying to figure out what to do with the Astrodome, because it's sitting there next to the Texan Stadium.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And they don't know what to do with it.
God, I at least got a chance to coach in there.
Probably should have torn that down before you started building the new one.
Yeah. It was cool. I got a chance to coach in that stadium and coach in the old Dallas Cowboys stadium, too.
Yes.
When a guy named Jerry played at Boston College, when we played.
With the good Lord's hole in the top?
Yeah. We played,
so we could watch his
played
team.
SMU with Jerry Ball at nose guard.
Well, that place was hot. Because of that roof, the half roof, you get no breeze in there. Talking about a hot stadium. Okay, so we've got that. We've got Charlie Collier going number one overall. LaMarcus Aldridge, who was number two overall in his draft of 06, is hanging him up. And we got Texas basketball on the brain for sure. And the NFL, Buck, Justin Fields had his workout yesterday, his second pro day. And among the dignitaries and coaches who showed up, Bill Belichick was there. We've heard Justin Fields attached to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were there. The Bears head coach Matt Nagy was there. And, you know, one thing that here's the thing about Justin Fields. Remember, you know, he was in the recruiting class with Trevor Lawrence. So these two will forever be connected.
Mm-hmm.
They're both hotshot kids out of the state of Georgia. Trevor Lawrence was the can't-miss prospect. He went to Clemson. Justin Fields went to Georgia. But remember, they went to an Elite 11 camp when they were seniors, and everyone assumed Trevor Lawrence was going to be the MVP of the camp, and Justin Fields turned out to be the MVP of the camp. He went in there and outperformed Trevor Lawrence, and then got to college, didn't work out at Georgia, ends up at Ohio State, and has a great run at Ohio State. I think what's hurting Justin Fields right now, is it fair that previous Ohio State quarterbacks are hurting Justin Fields?
I believe that's the case.
I mean, people are seeing Dwayne Haskins, they're seeing Terrell Pryor, they're seeing... Arch Schleister.
They just don't make it long. There's something happens. I just see this kid
Is that fair, though?
Well, no. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's somebody's going to get a really, really good quarterback. And I'm talking about top line. But to me, this is just a class of really good quarterbacks from the top to the bottom. I mean, and as you say, but Buck will look back here in about 6 or 7 years and find out there's only really, out of all of them, there's two of them.
Yeah, if you look at the history, that
right.
They won't all pan out. That's clear.
Right.
Or else it'll be an historic class. I mean, you know, if we get one more quarterback drafted, because we know five are going in the first, could be five of the first 10 picks quarterbacks.
Kid from Stanford could possibly be in there too.
Yeah, kid from Stanford, Kyle Trask from Florida. Heck, even Kellen Mond. Some people are grading high out of Texas A&M.
In my money, Trask is the one who's underrated.
Yeah, if you get six in there... that would be the most since the famous 83 quarterback draft. It'd be the most since then when John Elway went number one and there were six quarterbacks drafted.
Right.
Yeah, that's the last time there were that many quarterbacks in one first round. And we'll know that within 2 weeks.
Smith, there's another guy, right?
Yeah, I don't know I've reviewed Troy Smith as a NFL
quarterback.
He won a Heisman, but
okay.
Boy. And you know, as people know, I grew up, first 8 years of my life were in Ohio. My father's a huge Ohio State fan.
Did you grow in the mean streets?
The mean streets of Akron. So, yeah,
I
was indoctrinated with Ohio State football growing up.
Okay.
But I never thought Dwayne Haskins was a great player. He put up huge numbers. But there was plenty of times I've seen Justin Fields where I thought, well, that's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really great player. Dwayne Haskins played in Urban Meyer's offense. And, you know, the biggest issue with Dwayne Haskins is he's immature. He's just an immature guy. We saw that with his behavior in Washington.
Strip clubs.
Yeah, just grow up. But he also, you know, leaves a lot to be desired as a quarterback and being a professional. But I don't know that that's a Justin Fields issue that I have. I mean, some people think he's a little aloof, but he's more of an introvert. I think that would be fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, who he's performed wherever he's gone, and that's why only reason I bring up the Elite 11 camp is he talked about, we told you this Kirk Herbstreit special's coming where Kirk Herbstreit's going to do the John Gruden thing where he interviews and sits down with the top quarterbacks. for ESPN, those made-for-TV things. And in it, they tell the story of when he went to this Elite 11 camp, and everyone assumed Trevor Lawrence was going to blow everybody away, and it was Justin Fields that, you know, he rose up, and he said he went in there with the intention of, competitively wanted to beat Trevor Lawrence, and he did, and won the MVP of the camp. And gosh, how time flies. That was only 2017. That was only 4 years ago. And now they're both going to be, top 10 picks in the draft. But we'll see. And his production at Ohio State was excellent. I mean, gosh, he had his...
I don't know. I don't see what people miss. I think they don't think he's that accurate, but he really is pretty accurate, because remember that first couple games where he was, like, missing one? His percentage was so high. I'm thinking, that guy can play. He can throw. Now, he had great receivers, too. I mean, that helps you out a lot, but I thought he was pretty good. And I think he'll be a really good pro.
Yeah.
I do.
And just
think Kyle Trask had that all everything, all world pitch guy, Vernon Davis himself.
Better.
He's
better than Vernon Davis.
What are you talking about? He's the next Vernon Davis, that guy. That Pitts is the next Vernon Davis. See, how good Vernon Davis was supposed to be? It was not bad, but this guy's just like him.
I don't believe so. I think
he's a cut above,
and I think he's unbelievable.
Zay, he's the next Vernon Davis.
You and I are going to have that bet.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, so here's the thing on Justin Fields, and then Zay weigh in on that. But with Justin Fields, there's kind of a whisper campaign that he's a little bit overrated, and they're concerned about some of his ability to read defenses and being aloof, and is he an NFL quarterback? We'll see, because... or this is just pre-draft hype, that there is a team that's going to take him. Maybe it's Atlanta at 4. Maybe Atlanta in his home state sits there and takes the heir apparent to Matt Ryan. And, boy, what a situation that could be. I mean, if Matt Ryan's in his mid-30s, which he is, to take a quarterback, this could be the Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith thing all over again, where you have Matt Ryan in place to mentor the young quarterback who needs some mentoring, and then, when he's ready to go, here comes Justin Fields, and you can either trade Matt Ryan or move on.
Well, guys, I believe this. If he's hanging around and the New England Patriots have an opportunity to take that dude.
I believe that.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick is going to grab that dude, and he will have his defense ready to give him the ball in good field position a lot, because Bill Belichick still is about his defense. And he'll have enough talent. As you said, the offseason has been great for the New England Patriots. Well, I say it. I mean, I know they got a bunch of oldies and some good players. But they got a lot of guys coming back on their roster that just said, "No, we're not going to play last year." And yeah, those guys are good.
Yeah, they are. They loaded up. I mean, and Bill Belichick said last year that, one of the reasons they never even offered Tom Brady a contract is they were so up against the cap, they had to reboot. Like sometimes you just have to reboot your computer. Bill Belichick said, "We had to reboot our cap. We had to let a lot of good players go, including Tom Brady. But this offseason, they've come back with and gotten their cap in order, and they've been aggressive.
And yeah,
they've
and I
added
think,
a ton
I,
of players.
I may be wrong, and people are saying I was wrong yesterday, but I think that dude will beat Cam Newton out. If he gets into camp, I think he'll be
maybe.
I don't think it'll be long.
Well, wouldn't that be a great thing? Because as we've said through this free agency period since mid-March when it began, that the Patriots are acting like a team that's planning to have a rookie quarterback, because they spent so much money in free agency. It sounds like they're playing because the best value in sports right now is a talented quarterback on a rookie contract. And if you can get to one, then you've got 5 years of a manageable salary with your quarterback, which allows you to build and go out and sign all these tight ends and receivers and running backs and defensive players.
The New England Patriots need a quarterback. They know how important a great – they've had the greatest of all time.
Correct.
They know how important that position is to them, because they can figure it out on the other end.
It does feel like the Patriots. And Bill Belichick was there yesterday in Columbus watching Justin Fields do his thing.
And he's probably sick of seeing everybody talking about Buffalo and this upswing team of the Miami Dolphins. He's probably just – that guy's foaming at the mouth right now thinking, do you know who we really are?
They've been very aggressive, and if they can get the quarterback, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have Justin Fields and then Cam Newton as the backup and the guy competing with.
And you don't mind him beating him out, right?
Well, I mean, I like good competition. What if he went to Atlanta and beat out Matt Ryan? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that's going to happen, but I think in either scenario, to have a veteran quarterback like that, a former MVP in front of a player like Justin Fields, would be a great thing. I mean, Matt Ryan won an MVP. Cam Newton won an MVP. Those are pros and know how to go about their business. The one thing everybody in New England said about Cam Newton, despite sometimes you turn on the TV and watch him throw worm burners and be like, ugh, is that his teammates loved him. His teammates played for him. They couldn't say enough.
It's hard to believe that, too.
Yeah, that he was the hardest working dude.
Not a selfish guy.
Absolutely a great teammate. Now, his wardrobe?
No. sucks.
Not the best.
Sucks out loud.
Not
and
the
very
best.
Very loud, as a matter of fact.
But so we'll see with Justin Fields.
I mean, you don't know what any. Look at the thing about these quarterbacks,
hey,
these young guys.
I still think the 49ers could take him. I think this whole Mac Jones 49ers thing could be pre-draft bluster, and it's going to end up being Justin Fields when it's all said and done.
These quarterbacks, I say, are fantastic young quarterbacks, but they've not thrown in the NFL. We're talking about the kid going to the Jets. You know, we're talking about
Zach Wilson.
We're talking about Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, he lost to Coastal Carolina last year. We're talking about Coastal Carolina. This isn't him playing against the Ravens or the 49ers. He lost to Coastal. They pounded him. Okay, think about this.
Yeah, but he had a good game in that game. And that was probably the best game of all of last regular season in college football. And that was the game when that game, remember they picked that game up?
Remember they hit
week?
Him? Remember they hit him on an interception? They beat his ass when.
That was a thrown together game and not a lot of prep work for that one for BYU. But, I mean, if you watch Zach Wilson's senior film, I mean, he is.
Oh, no. I thought he was maybe.
He was Pat Mahomes ish with his ability to move
the way
and throw
he threw the
and
ball, yes.
Deliver the ball with velocity and just make really hard throws look easy. And that's like, you know, Pat Mahomes had a losing record in college. But that wasn't his fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I trust that, like with Matt Rhule, with Trevor, I mean.
Sam Darnold.
You know, with Trevor Lawrence, you just got to understand, not Matt Rhule, I'm talking Urban Meyer. Mm-hmm. You just got to trust that guy obviously knows football and not put him in a situation where so much pressure is going to be. He's going to have pressure
on
him.
Well, if I had to bet the mortgage on one player to be a can't-miss player, it's Trevor Lawrence. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Trevor Lawrence is the closest thing that we've seen come in this league since Peyton Manning. I mean, he's as close to Peyton Manning as anybody we've seen. And he looks like Peyton Manning as far as his build, but he's more athletic than Peyton was.
Oh, for sure.
And he's grown up in this era of quarterback camps and Elite 11 and has thrown a million passes. I think Trevor Lawrence is a can't-miss player. I really do. I mean, and that's why he's the highest-graded quarterback in a draft since Andrew Luck. And previous to that, it was, Peyton Manning. And, you know, remember, if you go back to that draft, remember there are people arguing that, you know, Ryan Leaf was the better prospect. Ryan Leaf. Well, I'd take Peyton Manning. I'd take Peyton Manning and take my chances. That's how I am with Trevor Lawrence. I'll take Trevor. You guys can argue over the rest of these guys, and I'll be good.
You think you're fine with that one?
Yes, because okay. I just think he's – I mean, it's like Andrew Luck. When he went to Indianapolis, you're immediately going to be really, really good at that position. Is he going to be Hall of Fame? Is he going to be on par with Peyton Manning and John Elway and these guys? Who knows? But Andrew Luck was on that trajectory until he abruptly retired. I think Trevor Lawrence
is in
that
same. Plus,
you've
got all kinds of stuff to build around him.
Yes, and the draft picks and free agent dollars. And, yeah, Urban Meyer gets to build the team in
right.
his image. All right, we'll come back. Well, it's a little more football. We'll get back to the basketball conversation as well. The big topics of a Friday. I'm going to give you a stat because we know the Cowboys have the 10th pick. And we'll go through some of the options there. But can I give you a number on the Houston Texans and the number of new players they have as of yesterday on their roster? It is unbelievable. Even if you don't watch the Texans, you'll be amazed at this number. We'll bring you that total roster overhaul in Houston on top of the Deshaun Watson mess they're dealing with. Also, Craig Way has a Craig Way report, and you know what's coming. It's your chime. It's a Friday Blitz.
It's all good, baby, baby. Shake it, shake it. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
Oh, man, hope you are having a good Friday. You know, it is a mess outside. Be careful. Fog has even become more severe now than it was even early this morning. Visibility low, streets wet, and the heavier rain's coming this afternoon again. Those afternoon storms will roll through. Hey, Mr. Farmer's Almanac, are we going to escape the rain tomorrow at least?
So our
weekend plans.
It's basically going to be like this.
Oh, boo.
This is just kind of junk out here right now. We can use it. It'll be all right, man.
What am I looking at?
By tomorrow afternoon, we should be okay.
I'm looking at cloudy Saturday, not raining. That's a good thing. We'll take that because people want to get out and do stuff on the weekends, and it looks like you'll be able to do that.
And they do a lot of it on this. They've been out here these weekends now. It's crowded everywhere.
Congratulations to now former Longhorn Charlie Collier, number one pick in the WNBA draft last night. Been a lifelong dream of hers and achieved it last night. Vic Schaefer with a big congratulations to her on Twitter. But how about first time since 1982, Buck, a Longhorn player or athlete has moved in as the number one pick into a league's draft. And as I mentioned, 82, Kenneth Sims, the big man. Earl Campbell was the first pick of the NFL draft in 77. Kevin Durant was the second pick of an NBA draft. LaMarcus Aldridge was the second pick of an NBA draft. But number one, Charlie Collier, pretty cool. And I didn't, I was this draft last night. The Dallas Wings had the first pick, the second pick, and the fifth pick. Yeah, so they took Charlotte, and then the second pick, they took this big 6'5 girl from Finland. So they're going to have the Twin Towers going up there.
Finnish. She's Finnish.
No, but she lives in Finland, but she's from, gosh, I don't even remember. But there you go. Good for Dallas.
So you didn't take in a lot of that WNBA draft last night?
I watched the first two picks.
There you go.
Because it was on, and it was on.
And then it was gone.
Dude, I got to tell you, we talk about the NBA players and their fashion for, like, on draft night when they get their suits and they look
How'd
all.
How did the ladies look last night?
Charlotte Collier looked like a supermodel. I'm not kidding you. Zay, am I wrong on this?
No, you're not wrong. And she might be my cousin, so I got to chill on how I talk about her.
Oh, what do you mean she might be your cousin? Is that breaking news?
We got the same last name. I don't know.
I know.
Oh, that's true.
Well, is she? You got a little.
You need to find that out.
I have no idea.
You need to find out.
She's from, you know anybody from Mount Bellevue? Mont Bellevue?
Yeah, my dad's whole side is from that Houston area.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, man. So Mount Bell, that's like down I-10. Like
so they were,
I-10.
They were fashioned
Baytown.
Out last night.
They were, oh, yeah. Yeah, they were sporting. I mean, she looked like, literally, Charlotte Collier looked like a supermodel last night.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is.
She's
6'5", long and tall. And,
yeah, that ain't all. Sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Yeah, I mean, she is, she's gorgeous.
I don't think people don't watch the NFL and NBA draft looking at the hunky dudes, right?
They do?
Sure.
Those dudes? With those bad suits?
Those,
they
that's
check
the
them out.
In style, man.
Are you trying to tell me they looked at Kyler Murray when he ran with his little feet out there and he had that little suit with no sock? Nobody was looking at that dude, right?
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Remember what he wore?
Females and gay dudes love watching that.
Dude, did you see his little feet? Did you see he had no socks on? And then what was his suit color? Was it red like the car? What was his deal? The one year, yeah, he came out.
He had a red suit.
He had a red suit.
I like the time.
With no socks. I'm not down with the no socks.
Remember Zeke Elliott showed up with his suit shirt cut so you could see his abs? Remember that? Like he had at Ohio State, like his jersey?
Yeah, a lot of those dudes go to Cam Newton's place and gather their stuff first.
These ladies did a nice job last night. I would suggest that they did a good job. They looked very nice. It was a big night for all of them. They're moving on to the professional ranks.
There you go.
Congrats to Charlie, and congrats to LaMarcus Aldridge. We talked last hour to our friend J.D. Lewis, who was a teammate of LaMarcus at Texas, and just a good teammate, superstar out of Siegelville High School in his day. Should have been the number one pick. I mean, there's no doubt about that, because Toronto screwed up and took Bargnani, or Andrea Bargnani. That didn't work out. Should have taken LaMarcus. But either way, great career, comes to an end, and no, he's not going to have a chance to win a championship this year.
Hey, by the way, on Saturday, when TC speaks,
yes.
With Tyler this week, he's going to have Hodges on. Dude, Hodges was a great soccer player.
Yeah, I heard that interview yesterday, TC, with the afternoon guys. That was awesome.
He was a different dude when it came to playing soccer. He could have gone anywhere, probably would have come to Texas, if they would have had men's soccer.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler is going to have Hodges on his show, and Hodges, of course, played running back at Texas, and he admitted to Tyler that he could have gone professional, international
side. Quite well, yes.
Yes. Did you recruit him?
Yeah.
And?
He's a good guy. That dude could, he has a great family. Just a great, his mom and pops, they are great people. But that guy could absolutely, soccer-wise, he could have been.
Internationally good.
Yes. That's how good he could have been playing the game of soccer.
That'll be Saturday at noon with Tyler Campbell and TC Speaks.
He'll tell you how much he loved soccer. He'll tell you how much, how close he was to not playing football, being a soccer dude.
At some point, he regrets that. I mean, not that football wasn't good to him, but at the same time, could have been a superstar.
And I mean, we have a lot of kids in this and around this area that, you know, just never went off to play soccer.
Well, I was listening to that interview yesterday with Tyler, and he mentioned he didn't want to leave his family because he's going to have to go play all over the world. It sounds like, you know, your son AJ had an opportunity to go play in the Bundesliga, and your ex-wife said, uh-uh. Not going.
17?
Yeah.
16? 16? Yeah. No, you're staying right here. You can go to St. Stephen's and they can find you there.
Well, that's why Austin FC and this MLS, its growth is a good thing if we can start developing some American players. We've always said, you know, if the United States and the best athletes in this country played soccer.
You kidding me?
I've always said, man, if just think of guys like Hodges Mitchell or guys like, you know, if Reggie Bush were playing soccer or if.
Absolutely.
Allen Iverson were playing soccer. I mean, these unbelievable athletes, and that's you know, they move into basketball, they move into baseball and football, mm-hmm. and we know that. And you know, get them playing. It's not to say there aren't great athletes playing American soccer right now. That would be silly. But
no, we're behind.
The best of the best.
We're behind.
You know, who is a huge soccer fan? It's Kobe Bryant.
Yes,
Kobe, of course, was born in Italy.
Yeah, right.
Loves soccer. Can you imagine that dude? A soccer player, 6'6".
Been a great soccer player.
A great soccer player. If you grew up playing, but yeah, Hodges Mitchell on the station tomorrow with TC. All right, I wanted to give you this stat of the Houston Texans, Buck, because we're talking a lot of Cowboys. Texans don't have a first-round pick. They gave it to Miami in the Laremy Tunsil trade. But so do you realize that the Deshaun Watson story has overhung the Texans' entire offseason? But if you're not paying attention, you know, a new general manager comes in, watches the tape, and decides which players he wants to keep and not keep. It is fair to say that Nick Caserio in Houston, not a fan of the roster Bill O'Brien had built. Okay? I mean, this is remarkable. I don't know that we've ever seen this in the National Football League. Since free agency opened in mid-March, the Houston Texans have added through free agency or traded for 34 new players. 34 new players. Let me run through this. They've traded for or signed two quarterbacks, Tyrod Taylor and Ryan Finley from the Bengals.
Black Doug Flutie, yeah.
The Black Doug Flutie. They have signed, look at these positions. They've signed three new running backs, two new running backs in Mark Ingram and Philip Lindsay from Denver. Four new wide receivers, Buck. No, let me count that again. Five new wide receivers. It's unbelievable. Andre Roberts, Chris Conley, Chris Moore, Alex Erickson, and Dante Moncrief. They've signed or traded for two new tight ends, three new tackles, two new guards, three new defensive tackles, six new linebackers. It's unbelievable. It's like a whole new team.
Are any of these guys any good?
Well, I mean, I think the headline players that the Texans hope are good, because they're just flipping the roster over. And so it's Jags for Jags in a lot of levels.
Is that Hardy Nickerson? That's not D. Hart. That's his son, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hardy Nickerson Jr.
Thank you.
I mean, they brought an entirely new linebacker core. But the biggest names for the Texans are going to be Shaq Lawson, who they traded for from Miami. He's hoping to come in and be a pass rusher. Good player out of Clemson. They traded for Marcus Cannon, who is playing in New England, won some Super Bowls from TCU.
Yeah, I'm fine with the running back from Denver.
Yeah, Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
What does Mark Ingram still have out left? They re-signed David Johnson to be the three-headed monster at quarterback. The new receivers, I mean, you know, there's some guys there that have had some sex. Andre Roberts is a pro bowler on the special teams level and a pretty good slot receiver. No, but this is Malik Collins they brought in from, used to be on the Cowboys, went to the Raiders. I mean, these are guys for guys, but it just tells you what the new regime thought of the roster they inherited.
Daniel, I hated it.
Said, see ya. Let's rebuild it. And this is pretty incredible overhaul. there's only 53 guys on a roster, right? I mean, 35 of them are brand new. That means you're only retaining 16, 17 players, and you may not even bring your quarterback back because who knows if Deshaun Watson's even going to be able to play this year. That's unbelievable. Texans making moves. Like the latest guy they signed yesterday was former Green Bay Packer Lane Taylor, who played some good football for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and missed last year with an ACL, but they get him on the cheap. They're hoping he can upgrade their offensive line, or bolster their offensive line. But big question in Houston is Deshaun, right?
Yeah, somebody says, Kobe, too slow. Are you kidding me? Too slow to play soccer? I don't think so.
Is Kobe too slow to play soccer, Zay?
No.
Nah.
You know who's not too slow to play soccer? Allen Iverson.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes.
Iverson would have been a freak.
Yes, he would have.
Zay, who do you think is the fastest player in the NBA right now? I know they don't do 40 times.
Man, that'd be tough. De'Aaron Fox is really fast out of Sacramento.
What about my guy Ja Morant? He looks like he's really fast.
Yeah, he's up there. He's probably top 10, too.
He can go.
Yeah.
That dude, when I see him alley-oop dunk at his height, that guy's a freak, man.
Oh, the NBA's got some coming from Baylor, believe me. Some fast dudes.
All right, so soccer on the brain with the Austin FC, football on the brain with the NFL draft in 2 weeks, and you know what's going to be in 1 week from tomorrow? The Texas football spring game. And guess where you're going to hear it?
Right here.
Live, local, and digital.
There you go.
Right here on the Horn, of course. We'll have it for you. If you can't make it to the game, it's going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have some pregame coverage of that. That's 1 week from tomorrow with Texas spring game. We'll talk some Texas football in our 9 o'clock hour coming up. As I don't want to say a little controversy yesterday, but they did a player's availability, Buck.
Mm-hmm.
And the veteran offensive lineman Denzel Okafor said something that people made note of that maybe contradicted what the coaches have been saying about the quarterback reps that are being handed out in practice right now. We'll get you details on that. We will also get back into these big basketball conversations. There are plenty of them. Chris Beard has a brand new staff, and LaMarcus Aldridge is hanging them up. But coming next, Buck, it is your time to shine. Only as good as you make it. Let's make a Friday Blitz really good into your weekend. Plus a little gossip. First, it's Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Oh, salacious gossip is always the leadoff batter to your blitz. Brought to you by Bud Light. It's a Bud Light weekend. It's here. Hope you're ready for it. Do it smart. Do it safe. And enjoy it. Whether you're watching the Austin FC tomorrow, enjoying the Longhorn baseball games this weekend at the Dish, or watching, however you're doing, or listening to it right here on the Horn, do it with an ice-cold Bud Light. Be smart. Be safe. But do it like I do with the ice-cold Bud Lights, the world's number one light beer. And only four great ingredients. It is phenomenal. All right, Buck, so a couple thoughts here. Did you see that Amazon is going to change the way that football broadcasts happen? Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Because we know that Amazon, Jeff Bezos and the crew, they own everything now. But they're going to be streaming the Thursday night game of the NFL starting next year, in 2022. But so Amazon is going to revolutionize it. They're talking about broadcasterless games that feature gambling lines and different dynamics. They're talking about having several different announcers for different games. Like if they could have a female group in the booth for females to listen.
Where's that laugh thing at? Really? What did you say? They could have a full booth filled with?
Yeah. Like they want to kind of turn it on its ear and kind of do it, think outside the box like Amazon does. Like, you know, we'd like to have you get to choose the broadcasterless one. You go to the normal broadcast, but then they have ladies in the for ladies who are into football or people who like listening to the female perspective.
I mean, it's like it's ladies' night and the feel. No, not like that. Like announcing the game, actually.
Yeah, that's what they're going to experiment.
Beth Moen and crew.
Could be your girl, Beth Moen.
Now you're talking. Oh, boy, I can't stop myself sometime.
Yeah.
Slow your roll.
So maybe in the next hour we'll take your ideas for a new type of NFL broadcast. What would you like to hear?
Why don't we just say which female should be in that booth during the game?
Well, again, you're going to get...
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yep.
Yep. Touchdown. Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying that you'll get to choose. That's kind of the thing. You're not stuck with one broadcast.
Okay.
With Nance and Romo. Remember last year in the Super Bowl, Nickelodeon put the game on, and they had all kinds of stuff for kids,
like the Green Glob and all that stuff.
Yeah. That's where they're going. All right. A couple of stories you need to know. How about the guy in Tokyo? No, this is Taiwan. Taiwan.
Okay.
Married and divorced the same woman four times in one month.
What?
Yeah, that seems odd. But it's because labor laws in Taiwan gave him 8 days paid off after getting married. So to get a full month off, he just got married and divorced four times, got the full month off, and it wasn't illegal. The loophole. They had to pay him.
She got half, too. Guaranteed, right?
Yeah, that's a smart way to earn that.
That's lousy.
Illegal, like unethical way, but
yep.
Find the loophole. Got to
yep.
do that. This is odd.
Yep.
A guy in Pennsylvania arrested after he broke into a neighbor's home, stole her bank cards. That's one thing, $700 in cash in the bank cards, but apparently stole all of her bedroom toys. You can't steal somebody's toys. I mean, once they're used, they're theirs.
Yeah, like forever.
Yeah, that's...
Those aren't reusable by somebody else.
You can't resell them. You can take them to Goodwill.
Like I say, you cannot wear jeans from Goodwill. You cannot wash ass out of somebody else's jeans. You just can't. No matter how hard you try, you just can't wash ass out of somebody else's jeans. You can't do it. You can go to Goodwill and buy a bunch of stuff, but not somebody's jeans.
Well, that would, no. Under that theory, then this would apply to those kind of toys too, right? Once.
Oh no, no. Once those things enter, they cannot. They can't enter anywhere else. No, you can't do it. Can't wash it. Can't put it in the dishwasher. None of that stuff.
Wow.
Did I just say put that in the dishwasher? Oh, it's gross.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So that's a good way to get your time off. Do you know what they did a survey to find out the most caffeinated state in our union, most caffeinated, most coffee drunk in what states? Drunk?
Alaska?
No. Vermont, Arizona, and Colorado are the most caffeinated states, according to a recent survey. Least caffeinated states, Delaware, Maryland, and Georgia. There you go. Let's go to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
So you can grab somebody's tour, like a pre-owned car, and say, hey, this was pre-owned. Can you resell it? You can't resell that, right?
No, you got to get the pig slips.
Wow. First Blitzer, you're up.
Boom, 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 boom.
Dude, you got that machine up like extra loud, bro. What's up with that, man?
The Toro! Happy Friday! Y el Blanco! ¿Qué onda, Otto? Es el Toro.
Yeah.
So check this one out, Willie Brown. The other day, dude, I was checking you out on Twitch TV, dude, on that B&E.
Yeah.
Es el Toro, that microphone that you got in front of you, dude, it looks like kind of phallic-y, man. What's up with that deal,
it's
man?
It's yellow. That's all that... It's just yellow.
Say that's phallic-y? All...
Yeah, I think he said fallacy or something like that. Next,
phallic-y.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, mister, this is Texas. So you guys got a number one pick in the WNBA draft, huh? Pretty cool. Hold my beer. This is Baylor.
Hold my beer. That's a first. I like that one. Hold my beer.
I think the number one pick in the men's draft will be Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State.
Love that. Hold my beer. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Am I a dirty old man for thinking that D.B. Richards is super fine?
D.B. Richards, who is that?
That's the Baylor point guard.
Okay.
You're kind of shaky there. Next Blitzer, you are.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, what's up?
Who says I can't use those toys on those kids more than once? What? Michael Jackson.
What? Come on. Now I know it's Friday. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Yeah, I'll show you where I can get those toys at. These nuts.
Jeez. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin', what's happening, man?
I want to give a big shout-out to the Dallas girls professional basketball team. I think they'll get two or three in the next five.
Thank you.
But I tell you what, I'm going to give me some employees for this.
Wow. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is Bev Kearney. Yeah. Hey, Buck, every night is ladies' night for me.
All right. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Coach Sark, Mijah, 300 carries, 300 touches. He will win the Heisman. You will have a magical year.
300 touches. Wow. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, Bucky, there might be something to the women commenting on the football game. My wife hosted a brunch during the Saints game, drinking lemon drop martinis and dropping the F-bomb every 10 minutes.
Wow.
Well, you know, if you're streaming it.
Shut it down! Let's go!
So there's a picture of Charlie Collier last night, Buck, all done up, all ready for her number one pick. She looks like she'd be walking down the red carpet at some fashion show.
She's got to be seven feet with those stilettos, right?
Yeah, well, she's 6'5", and those are probably 5 or 6 inch heels.
Oh, that'd be awful. She'd be looking right down at me, like down, like, hey, little fella.
You might come up to her belt buckle, I'm just saying.
I know, how you doing there, little fella?
She would call you
Man.
Little fella.
Hey, I
little
know. Fella. I'd be called little fella by her. That's not nice.
Yeah, she's tall. But she was the first pick of the draft. And good luck to her and her career. Good stuff there. We'll reset all these top stories. And take your thoughts. Amazon wants to reimagine how football broadcasts go. What would you like to see? We'll run through some of the options, and you can add to it. We'll have some fun with that, as Amazon's going to change the way, you know, they already changed the way you get the deliveries and things. They're going to change the way we do football broadcasts, it appears. We'll pick that up. We're live. We're local. We're digital. We're streaming on the Horn app at hornfm.com, on our Twitch channel as well. You can watch the show live at hornfm.com.